Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to Breaking It Down. Frank McKay here. Much more importantly, talking today about the Beverly Hills Dog Show and presented by Purina. And I'll tell you, it's a wonderful presentation, and it's glamorous. It's fun. It's like the National Dog Show, but it's looser. It's different. You got to watch them all. You got to watch them, but you have to watch anything that involves David Fry and John O'Hurley. They're synonymous with dog shows and beauty and everything that comes along with it. David and John, welcome.
Thank you. Nice to be with you.
Well, listen, thrilled to be with you. I was just saying to a friend of mine years ago when you said Miss America and you were doing like a word association, you'd say Bird Parks, you know? You'd think, you know, beauty and Bird Parks. Now I hear dog show and I think David and John. I immediately think David and John. That's got to be a nice thing, right? That has to be synonymous with something with this much, you know, enjoyment and so many people love.
Well, it's tough to not like a dog show. I mean, you really have to be an acerbic soul to hate a dog show. You know, there has to be something deeply, deeply flawed in your character makeup. But, yeah, it is nice to be able to be part of something that is just so family-friendly. You know, there isn't much on television anymore that whether you're 4 or you're 94, there's something for you there. And it's something that everybody can watch and enjoy. We've had such success on Thanksgiving Day. We have an audience of around 30 million people watching the show, and success begetting success. It led to the beginnings of the Beverly Hills Dog Show on television as well. So that's where, and this is of course on Sunday night from 8 till 10 on NBC. This will be the first time that it will ever be in prime time. So we're excited about having a brand new audience, and we hope that the numbers bear us up.
Yeah. David, can I ask you, 30 million, just think about that, 30 million people watching a dog show on Thanksgiving. And look, I know this is a different time and a different audience, but think of the love that people have for their animals. I mean, there are people who, I'm one of them, you know, guilty as charged, right? I absolutely love what you guys do there, but there has to be a special feeling going into this, knowing that people are looking for entertainment. They're searching for entertainment. And the dog lovers really haven't had anything new to look at. This is something new.
Well, that speaks well for you, Frank, that you're intimately involved with us. That's great. Thank you. But, you know, part of what dogs bring to our lives is just I'm very involved with dogs in the therapy dog activities and taking to see people in need. When a dog walks into the room, the energy changes. And the same thing happens on your television when you're watching at home and say, hey, look at that one. What's the story? We've got 207 different breeds and varieties for you to look at and get excited about. So we give you a lot of entertainment. We give you a little competition. And we give you, hopefully, somebody to root for. I call it the alma mater factor. If you're sitting at home with your Havanese, you're going to want to root for the Havanese and say, hey, let's pull for our Havanese.
No doubt. And John, let me turn to you. And, when we're talking about the Beverly Hills Dog Show, I said, you know, hopefully I got it right. You know, I consider it looser than the National Dog Show, you know, like a little more fun, glamorous, very, very. Is that accurate?
Well, we like to spotlight that. That's very true. We like to call this a dog show done differently. We've rounded off the edges a little bit of the show. It's not as formal as you might see a show on Thanksgiving Day because we have the entertainment value of not only our four-legged friends, but our two-legged friends in Hollywood as well. Dogs have had an enormous presence in the history of both cinema and television, and for some part, for music as well. But we try to spotlight that as well. So we have a lot of celebrity friends that come by, many of whom bring their dogs to the competition as well, and they sit there on the sidelines. We've even redesigned the Best in Show to look more like a catwalk that you'd see on the Victoria's Secret competition.
David, let me turn to you again. May 17th, which is Sunday, everyone's got to watch the Beverly Hills Dog Show, presented by Purina. Just a terrific presentation. We're looking forward to it. David, if you go back to the first dog show that you did and what the popularity is now, how much different is it? I mean, and it's not a rhetorical question. I don't know. I mean, is it something that has always been there and always been huge? I have the feeling that it's just grown over the years, and it's exploded. And when you say 30 million for Thanksgiving, what was the first one like that you could remember?
Well, the first one I did was in 1990 on MSG and USA Network, the Westminster Dog Show, and I did that for 27 years and overlapped with the National Dog Show into our 19th year this year for the National Dog Show and our fourth year for Beverly Hills. We're getting a lot more breeds. We're getting a lot more exposure from people who have come to bring their dogs into their lives. I mean, we used to breed dogs to do work for us, and pretty soon they moved from our backyards into our garages, into our homes, and onto our couches. And I think people can relate to that and the great things that our dogs do for us every day in terms of our mental well-being, at least.
Well, John and David, I know a lot of people are waiting to talk to you. I'm thrilled that we had you for this bit of time. Can't wait to see the show and see you guys in action on this Sunday, May 17th. John, let me end with you. Can you give us a social media site or a website where people could follow along with what the two of you are doing and also the Beverly Hills Dog Show?
David, correct me if I'm wrong, but it's the Beverly Hills show that they could, the website we have.
It's NBCSports.com. We'll have the show on it and lots of information about the show. So, and Bev Hills Dog Show, hashtag Bev Hills Dog Show. So that will find most of what we do.
Well, listen, I again thank both of you for being here. Congratulations on all your success in the dog shows, out of the dog shows, and please stay safe, both of you, and to you and all your family, please stay safe.
We are indeed. Right. Thank you. You as well.
David Fry and John O'Hurley have been our very special guest, and the Beverly Hills Dog Show, the fourth year that they're doing it. It's presented by Purina. And, you know, again, don't expect the audience that they get on Thanksgiving. I mean, 30 million people, just think about 30 million people watching a dog show. And, you know, it's not a Super Bowl, right? I mean, but it's like a third of the Super Bowl. And if you consider the amount of choices that people have without going to, without going to another channel, in the middle of this and watching 30 million people watch. And again, that's the National Dog Show, but it's the same guys. It's David Fry and John O'Hurley. It's the same people. They've become synonymous, just like Burke Parks. Like I said, with the Miss America contest, these are the guys. These are the dog guys. John O'Hurley, you know him. He hosted Family Feud and different game shows, but certainly as Jay Peterman on Seinfeld. He's a wonderful actor and show. He's got that, you know, that beautiful voice and that air of dignity and class, and he had that in comedy, and they played it up on Seinfeld, and it did very well. But it works very well for this market here, and David Fry is just, you know, again, he goes back to Westminster and did all of those shows since 1990, and you know, he is he's been part of this for so long. Once again, they're synonymous with dog shows, David Fry and John O'Hurley. Again, I'm a dog lover. My dogs aren't show dogs. That's for sure. And, there are a lot of people who don't like dog shows, but if you do, these are the guys to watch, and you got to check it out. Beverly Hills Dog Show. And you'll be able to see it in streaming areas. Frank McKay signing off. David Fry and John O'Hurley have been our very special guests. Signing off. We'll see you next time on Breaking Down.